Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to continue sharing on the important subject of the Holy Spirit, and specifically understanding the working of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. We've talked about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, how he was prophesied that he was coming forth, and we saw the Holy Spirit being poured out on the day of Pentecost. What happened when the Holy Spirit was poured out? There was a baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we have defined the baptism of the Holy Spirit and understood that in the last broadcast. And we're going to be talking about that more and bringing out the understanding that there is a difference between the baptism, filling, and receiving of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is one experience, receiving of the Holy Spirit is another experience, and filling of the Holy Spirit is another experience. They are not all the same. There's been great confusion in the body of Christ because there's one group in the body of Christ that says, I've been baptized with the Holy Spirit when I was born again. There's another group in the body of Christ that says, well, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is something you receive subsequent to salvation. And they characterize this as the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or receiving the Holy Spirit, or being filled with the Holy Spirit, or receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They call it a number of different terms, or being indwelt with the Holy Spirit, endued with power from the Holy Spirit. And they're referring to an experience subsequent to salvation. And this has brought great error. There is great division over the subject of the Holy Spirit, and it should not be. Why? Because people have not studied to know the truth. If we will study to show ourselves approved unto God, we will rightly divide the word of truth, and we will know what the Bible says about these. Many people have assumed, though, that when they got baptized with the Holy Spirit, that that was all that the Holy Spirit was going to be doing in their life. And that is error. There is a baptism of the Holy Spirit, there's a receiving, and there is a filling of the Holy Spirit. In the last broadcast, we looked at what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is. First of all, the word baptize is an untranslated Greek word. The Greek word is baptizo, which means to submerge, to engulf, or to dip into something, and to immerse. This is what happens when someone is baptized. They're dipped, immersed, submerged, or engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so we see that this is used seven times specifically in the Gospels, in the New Testament. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, each place there is one reference to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it speaks of Jesus, who shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. One says he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Another one says he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Another one says how that he's the same as he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost in John chapter 1. In Acts chapter 1:5, we saw that Jesus said that you should be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. This is right before he went back to heaven. And so this was going to happen on the day of Pentecost, which it did. Acts chapter 11, verse 14 to 16, we saw the sixth reference where Peter was talking to the brethren at Jerusalem, recounting what had happened at Cornelius' house when the gospel was poured out on the Gentiles, and how he said, as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as it was on us in the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Again, this talks about what happened at Cornelius' house when they received the gospel. Six references, but none of them tell you what happens with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The seventh reference does. That's 1 Corinthians 12:13. You need to write this scripture down, 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. The baptism by the Spirit is what brings you into the body of Christ. When did you come into the body of Christ? When you received Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, and you were born again. This is when the baptism of the Spirit occurs, at the new birth. What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit done? It is when you've been immersed, you've been submerged, you've been engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit. He took that old Spirit out and put the new Spirit of Jesus Christ in. Now, what did you get? You got the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And this is important to understand. The Holy Spirit engulfed us and caused a change to come, but it was the Spirit of Jesus Christ that came into us. Now, another thing you need to realize is that is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit engulfed us, but He didn't come and dwell in us at that point in time. What came into us? What is the Spirit we get when we're born again? We get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It comes from Him. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. The Holy Spirit is received subsequent to salvation, and that term is receiving of the Holy Spirit. You see, you must understand there's a difference between baptism, receiving, and filling of the Holy Spirit. They are three different experiences, yet they've been many times all lumped together as the same thing in error because people have not studied. The baptism of the Spirit is when we are born again. For 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What are we? We're in Christ. That's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That's the new creature or the new creation that comes into us. Praise God. Important that you understand this. There's a scripture in Galatians 3:27. It says, for as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. This is referring to this baptism with the Spirit. We've been baptized into Christ when we got born again, becoming a new creature in Jesus Christ. Praise God. And this is very important for you to understand. The baptism of the Spirit is when you're born again. But the receiving of the Holy Spirit is what occurs subsequent to that. And this is very important. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 and 27, the Bible says this, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Verse 26 says, a new spirit will I put within you. Verse 27 says, and I will put my spirit within you. Notice the a new spirit in verse 26 and the my spirit in verse 27. The a new spirit is what we get when we're born again, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The my spirit is the Holy Spirit, which we receive subsequent to salvation, which comes to dwell in our new Spirit of Jesus Christ. This is very important for you to understand. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is when you're born again, you're in Christ. Then you are to receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is received by believers already. In John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He's talking about drinking. He that believeth in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What's he talking about? But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. When was the Holy Spirit given? After Jesus was glorified, seated at the right hand of the Father. The Bible says he received the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit, and sent it into the earth, and that occurred on the day of Pentecost. Now, what was he talking about, this drinking? He spoke of the Spirit, which they that believe on him, that would be believers, should receive. The word receive is the Greek word lambano. And this is an important scripture for you to understand. Lambano, this word means to take hold of or take into. And this is exactly what we're doing with the Holy Spirit. We are taking the Holy Spirit into us, praise God. And this is what you receive subsequent to salvation. Remember that scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Notice this, 1 Corinthians 12:13. We are baptized by one Spirit into one body. Then it says, we've been all made to drink into one Spirit. Baptized into one body, drink into one spirit. Baptism, what does baptism do? That immerses you or submerges you or engulfs you in something, but and that brings you into the body of Christ, but it didn't get into you at that time. The Holy Spirit didn't come in then. It says we've all been made to drink into one spirit. That's when the Holy Spirit comes into us. Think of this. If you take your hand and you stick it down in a pail of water, your water, the water has engulfed your hand. It's submerged your hand. It's all around your hand. It can have an influence upon your hand. But does the water get into your hand? No. Suppose you took a glass of water and you drank that water. Then that water would get into you. And this is what it's talking about. We are baptized into one body. That's when we're born again. We get a spirit of Jesus Christ, but the Holy Spirit has not come into us yet. And we drink. That's when drinking is synonymous with receiving the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. And we drink into one spirit. And this is exactly what Jesus was talking about in John chapter 7 when he said, "Let him come unto me and drink." Drinking is taking something on the inside of us, praise God. So now we drink in the Holy Spirit when we receive. This is the Greek word lambano. We take hold of the Holy Spirit. And we see this in so many scriptures. Acts chapter 8 and verse 12 and 13 and 14. This is where Philip was preaching Christ to them. They believed and they were baptized. They got born again. Then in verse 14, they sent for Peter and John to come down and pray for them that they might receive, that's lambano, take unto themselves the Holy Ghost, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then he laid their hands on them, and they received or took into themselves the Holy Ghost. This shows you, under Philip's ministry, Christ was preached to them. They believed, and they were born again. They were baptized. Then, later, Peter and John came down and prayed for them to receive the Holy Spirit and take the Holy Spirit into themselves. That's the drinking into one spirit. This shows you that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is what occurs when we're born again. We're immersed in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we receive Jesus Christ, the personal Lord and Savior, and we have a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Christ. Then we receive the Holy Spirit as we're drinking Him in, so to speak, and He comes to dwell in our new spirit of Jesus Christ. See, the Holy Spirit can't be received until you have a spirit that's right with God. You get a spirit right with God, which is the Spirit of Christ. Then you receive the Holy Spirit who comes and dwells in our new spirit. Well, we've added more on this, talking about the receiving of the Holy Spirit subsequent to salvation. And we're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. I've written a book on this. If you want the information, give us a call. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.